Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur where we were talking about the mitzvah of achilas kachim. The Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, here in the mitzvah peites, shetziva kohanim lechol b'sar kachim kolemar hachatos v'ha'asham shem kachay kachim v'u'amr v'achol osam asher kupar behem. Veloshen is a free menayin shachilas kachim kapar tamud lomar v'osan asan lam losas is oven aida ketzat kohanim ochlim u'baylim miskaprim. So the Rambam writes here that kachay kachim, there is a mitzvah, amnam shar kachim kolom or kachim kalim, etc. v'achilosim gam ken nigreres achar ha-mitzvah. V'chein gam ken truma hine achilosim nigreres achar ha-mitzvah. Aval ein achilas ha-kachim kalim v'truma ke achilas p'sar chattas v'asham, ki achilas ha-basar hazeh min ha-chattas v'min ha-asham, bam tishlam kaparas ha-miskaper. So he calls Achilas Kachim Kalim Nigereris, it's drawn after the mitzvah. Similarly writes the Sefer Achinuch, Vula mein Achilas Kachim Kalim Mitzvah kumo Achilas Pesar Chatos V'ashem She'achilas Chatos V'ashem Tushlam Kaparas Miskaper kumo She'amru Kohanim Ochlim U'Baleim Miskaprim V'achilas Kachim Kalim Mitzvah La Yosef La Yigra V'mitzvah Hamakri V'anosein. So when it comes to Achilas kachim kalim, the Chinuch writes that it's not like baser v'ashem, baser shlomas kaparas ha-miskaper, but as achilas kachim kalim v'truma doesn't help the makriv and the nosein. So it's mavur midivrem, as the Ravram points out, that they understood that pshad v'achlo asam asher kupar behem, that be'etzim there are two things involved. V'achlo asam is a chiyuv klali, al achilas kol ha-kachim la-kohanim, and also achilas truma is included in this mitzvah. But that's this chiyuv is not nogei at all to the inyan of avodas hakarban v'kaparoso. Ela kol ikra mitzvah achila. That's number one. You have a mitzvah achila. Nachdem, on top of that, od nisvasif b'zeh ha'inyan de kapara b'achilas kachim. On top of that, you also have the inyan of kapara when you eat kachim. And bevadai, this applies to those karbanos that are for kapar, like chatos and hashamos. And the Torah says, asher kupar bahem. Cooper is the last name. Maybe it's person's last name is Cooper. Maybe he gets a kapara, because the Torah calls that Cooper. In any event, so that's the inyan of a kapara. You also have a kapara. So it's part of the avodas and karbanos and karbanatsim. So you have the mitzvah of achila. And also, you also, in addition to that, you also have the mitzvah of the inyan of kapara and hashlamas avoda. Now with this we can understand Rashi, because Rashi says asher kupar bem kosef kapara gabe achila v'meimra de'af be'achila tluya kapara. To tell you that even ba'achila, the kapara is talui. Rashi writes, in Yevamos also, daf mem amud aleph, v'achlu osam es ha-kachim, asher kupar bem ki heichi titahave kapara shleima, in order that there should be a complete kapara. So, it could be that Rashi also holds that there is a mitzvah of achila in the Kohanim, but in addition, that's v'achlo osam. Aval asher kupar behem, and this applies even if it's a kachim kalim. And then what do we do with asher kupar behem? And that's referring, that's another inyan, that it's mashlim the kapara for the Yisrael. And that would only apply to those karbanos where there's a kapara. In the previous shiur, we quoted the Sifri about Rechitzas Yadayim L'Achilas Kachim. So we were just trying to figure out what that refers to. So we can say, maybe, that it only refers to this chelek where there is Asher Kubar Behem. because it's called avoda. There the Sifri says this achila is like other avodas karbanos v'amikdash, but the achilas kohanim b'kachim kalim and achilas Yisrael b'karbanos elu, they also eat the kachim kalim b'Yisrael, so they don't have, there's no inyan of kapara, there's no chiyuv chitzis din v'chiyuv v'chitzis yadayim. V'chitzis yadayim only applies to those karbanos where there's a kapara involved. And so it appeared to be meduyuk from the Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Maaseh Karbanos. Halacha Aleph, Achilas Achadis V'Ashem Mitzvos Esei, Shenemar Bachlo Asa M'Shaku Bar Behem, HaKohanim Ochlim Ubalim Miskaprim V'Hadin L'Shar HaKachim She'Ochlim Osa HaKohanim She'Achilas En Mitzvah Arei Kemokein HaRambam Chilek Et Zeh L'Shnayim Shema She'Ne'amar Ba'Oto Pasuk Asher Kupar Behem Arei Zeh Mitzvah L'Gabei Chatat V'Asham. Achilas achatis v'ashem mitzvos esei v'achuotz v'sher kubar behem v'kohanim ochlim ba'alim miskaprim v'huadin l'shar kachim she'ochlim osa kohanim she'achilas en mitzvah. And also the other kachim, there's also a mitzvah. This is an inyan of the achil, the mitzvah's achila, and then there's also the inyan of kapara. This achila applies to everything, and then kapara applies only to those animals where there's a kapara, only those karbanos where there's a kapara, like the chatis n'ashem. So we have to understand this inyan of nigrorim. What's pshat that the Kachim Kalim is Negrorim Achar HaMitzvah, so I hope to address that in a later shir. It says, we're moving on now, it says in Pesachim Chav Dalet Amid Beis, Amar Rabbi Abo, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Kol Yisurin, Shabbatarim, Lokam Leim, El Aderech Hana Asam. V'kol Shkein Ocha Chelub Chai Shu Pater, all Yisurim in the Torah, you only get Malkus if it's Derech Hana, and certainly if a person eats Chelub, that he's Pater, it's not Derech Hana Asam, Ayin Shem Berashi V'tosfus. Sakopanim nira mevur midivrei agmara, sheachila shishaloi kederech hana asoi is not considered achila roruya lischayev alea. And also would seem legabe mitzachila dafkei moichloi kederech achilaso v'hana aso. Then there's going to be a kiyum mitzvah of achila, but shaloi kederech hana achilasoi. Harei lav shem achila, Allah doesn't have a shem achila, and therefore there's going to be no kiyum mitzvah. However, in the Gemara in Menachas in Avtzadi Tesamid Beis, it says there in the Mishnah, Sir Shiyom Kippurim Nechal La Erev, Vabavlim Oichlom Asam Kshu Chai, Mibnei Shadaitan Yofe, Moiridik. That the Sarab Yom Kippurim, they eat it that night, right? You don't eat it on Yom Kippur itself, obviously. And the Babylonians, they like to eat it raw. Ooh. In other words, when Yom Kippur falls out on Erev Shabbat, Efshar Levashel et Korban b'motzei Yom Kippurim. Sharei ze Shabbat. Shabbos, Shabbos, Yom Menucha, Shabbos, Shabbos, Kodesh. So what would they do? They would eat it raw. They would eat it raw. Now, we see in the Gemara in Pesachim that Achilas Psar Chai is Lav Shmei Achila. Ay Bazai. How are they Mekayim the mitzvah of Achilas Basar HaSoyer when they ate it raw? What sort of, you call that a mitzvah? What sort of mitzvah is that? How can you say that that's a mitzvah when it's so not? I mean, I'm sorry for speaking that way, but it's if it's not an aver to eat it that way, it's not considered achila. Memela, it's not a mitzvah either. V'kvar omad b'zeh hagoyin harab Yosef Dov Alevi Soloveitchik, who was actually never a Rosh Yeshiva in Yeshiva University, because he died long before Yeshiva University was born. I'm talking about the Beis HaLevi, the great-grandfather of Rav Soloveitchik. Also known as Soloveitchik. What are the odds, right? That the great-grandfather and the grandson, great-grandson should have the same name. So in the Beis HaLevi, in Chelek HaChidushim, in Simen Nun Aleph, Perek Dalet, he writes as follows, that the Mishnah Lamelech in the fifth parak of, you know what, I'll quote his Lashon just because it gives it a gishmak. HaMishnah Lamelech B'chus Yisod Yatar Nistapik B'achilas Mitzvim Yotzei Bo Shalok Kederich HaChilosan U'lechor HaYanira Darei B'Soif Menachos Tzadi Tes Amru V'Abav Lemocho Sog Shu Chai Rebbe Pesachim Dav Chof Dalet Yisid HaChil Of Chai Hu Shalok Kederich HaNoson. So he goes through the whole rate we went through. The Mishnah Lamelech asks if Achilas Mitzvah Yotzei Bo Shalok Kederich HaChila. So lechor we have the Gemara Menachos that says the Babylonians used to eat it when it was raw. And in Pesachim Chav Dalet it says that Chelev Chai is Shalok Kederech HaNoson, that Chelev Chai is you're not over. So which one is it? Is it that it's not considered eating, like the Chelev Chai Lok Kederech HaChilas and it's Beseder, or the Bavli Mochlan Shu Chai that it is considered achila. And he says, is it dochak to be mechalek between chelev chai and basar chai? So he says, Omnam, lefi mash kosavnu de mitzvah achilas kachim, ein tzarech kezayis, kem shem etzeinu chiyuv chov aguf adam, rak mitzvah korban sheyanecha, v'yishlam b'dim shivach gam ken mahani, shelo kederech achilas and darei necha la korban, ad kan l'shon kacho, ayin sham in the Beis HaLevi. So he says, you know what I can tell you? I can tell you like this, that the mitzvah achilas kachim, you don't have to have a kezayis, since the mitzvah is not a chov aguf adam. It's a mitzvah and the carbon it should be, and therefore because of this, it's also effective to eat it. Shelo kederech achilatan. Sharei b'sofo shel davar ne'achal ha'korban. Since ne'achal ha'korban, it's beseder. What is he referring to? He's referring to what he writes there earlier in Paragimel, very, very famous Beis HaLevi. And he's already marich in this morning, chelik aleph in Simon Beis and Ozayin. That he writes that the mitzvah of achilas kachim doesn't have to have a kezayis, and the rayis in the Gemara in Pesachim Dav Gimel Amid Beis, gabi chilek lechem apanim, that they would only get kipul, they would only get a tiny amount, like a bean size. And what about the kezayis? You see, for me, the mitzvah of achilas kachim doesn't require a kezayis, and the chilek bein mitzvah of achilas kachim with achilas pesach, that we require dafka kezayis, it seems pashut. That Pesach in Matzah, the Chiyuv is ala Odom, that a person is mechuyev to eat Pesach. And because this, if he eats Pachas Mekazai, it's not considered Achila, it's like he didn't eat the Pesach. But Mitzvah Achilas Kachim is not a mitzvah in a person, it's not a Chiyuv akakafta de Gavro, Raka Mitzvah shabsar Kachim, you necholim. Medarf zan de Bsar Kachim is gegessen. Something like that. We need that the Bsar Kachim should be eaten. We need that it should be eaten. Not that you, the mice of the Gavra, but that they should be eaten. Classical brisker chila Gavra chepta. Not that the Gavra of a mice achila is achila, but the chepta has to be eaten of the carbon. And therefore you don't have to eat a kezayis. And if you have Bsar Kodesh, you don't have to eat it yourself. Give it to someone else. Make sure it's eaten. You see this chiluk, mitzvah chilas pesach and matzah mitzvah nagavra to eat. Mitzvah chilas kachim is that the kachim should be eaten, and therefore works even with less than a kezayis. And if that's the case, that by kachim you don't need to have derech achila, there's no mitzvah b'achilas kachim on the gavra, so memeli, even if it's not kederech achila, it's beseder, meaning normally you have to have derech achila. But not, that's why the Babylonians could eat the Besar Shiyom HaKippurim raw. Because there's no mitzvah of achila. There's a mitzvah that it should be nechal. The only problem is that it's not so pashut, this mahalach. And I'm going to tell you why. Because one could argue that there's a difference between achila pachas mikizayis and achilas psar chai. Because achilas moral pachas mikizayis, it's like it says in Yuma Lamites, that there was a brach in the Omer in the Shtei Alechem, and Lechem upon him. And some the coin we'd eat a kezayis, sometimes he would eat it and he'd be saveya, sometimes he'd eat it and he'd even leave over. It was a special bracha. Mikan ve'elach, and then from then on the Gemara says there was a curse in the Omer, etc. And every coin didn't get a kezayis anymore, they only got a kapul. And the Tosfos Yeshanim writes, when they get a kapul, how are they mekayim as achila? And then he answers, you don't need a kezayis legamre. Kezayis is better, and it's considered eating, but they didn't have enough. In other words, there's also a shtikl kiyum mitzvah when you eat less than a kezayis. You can say it like this, when you eat less than a kezayis, so you're still getting, at least you did an achila. But if you should eat them shelo kederech achilasan, if you eat it raw, which is not the normal way to eat food, maybe that's not considered a ma'aseh achila at all. And the kachim has to be eaten, with a maisa achila. Kachim have to do with that, but it's not called a maisa achila. So therefore, we are forced to say, again, we can't argue with the Gemara. They used to eat it raw. They were mekayim the mitzvah. So we have to say that achilas psar chai is considered a maisa achila, just lacking derech hanasan. And then we could say, like the Beis Halevi, if there's a din achila mitzad the gavra, whether it's a mitzah achila or isra achila, so it has to be kederech hanasai v'achilasa. If you have raw meat that has no hanas achila, there's going to be no avera, no mitzvah. Except when it comes to kachim, as long as it's eaten, it doesn't have to be eaten derech hana. But there's no mitzvah in the gavra. If it was eaten, it was eaten. So we really have a lot more arichos in this inyan. And I'm hoping that Britzot Hashem Darkeinu, we can continue in the next year, and that we should be zocha lulmo du lamed lishma belas lekayim is called divrei selma torah sabiyahava. Amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.